you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about the best time to do things. Now, I want you to think about just a task that you repeatedly do. And then I want you to ask yourself, when's the best time to do it? And I want you to pay attention to a few different things. Like, when is it really easy for you to do it? When do you have the least resistance to doing this? And this could be based off of a couple things. It could be based off of like the time of day. It could be based off of like a monthly cycle. It could be based off of like what comes after a certain task. And so when you start to kind of pay attention to these things, you start to really work with yourself and your natural flow of things instead of working against yourself. So you might find that you have really great ideas after you go for a walk. So then if you're going to brainstorm something, it makes more sense to plan it after you're going for a walk, versus planning it before or planning it on a day that like you're not going to go on a walk. And so when we start to notice these type of things, we can actually work with them. Notice when you feel a lot of resistance to doing something versus when you feel like it really flows. What's different? What is happening? What has changed? What is something that you could replicate? Because when you do that, you work so much more efficiently when it flows, when it's easy, and it's very simple for you to do, and it's so much more enjoyable, then you're actually going to want to do it. So it's not that resistance. Like, for instance, if I were to try to record podcast episodes at 8 p.m., like that really wouldn't be the best for me because I wouldn't feel very energized. I wouldn't feel like I want to do it. Another time that might not be that good is like if I'm recording them at like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. because like I haven't woken up all the way yet. So when you're able to just start to pay attention, you can just start to make those small changes. It might not be something you can do every single time, but it is something where if you just move like 20% of your tasks to something that's more normal, more natural, more ease for you, that's going to make so much of a difference. So start to pay attention. Like, when are the best times for me to do some of these tasks that I'm already doing repeatedly? And then setting yourself up for success with those things by doing them at that time. And if you want to create more commitment so that you can show up for your goals and achieve them in a way that feels really good to you, then go to createcommitment.com to sign up for the waitlist.